Opioid-related overdose deaths have hit a new high in Michigan. That's the takeaway from numbers released today by the State Department of Health and Human Services. Judge Linda Davis sits on the bench of the 41B District Court in Macomb County, and she is the president of Families Against Narcotics. Judge Davis, in 2015, slightly more than 1,300 opioid-related deaths in Michigan, and last year the number up to 1,941, and that is a new record. Does this surprise you?
No, it doesn't. I've actually predicted that this is probably going to be an increasing number for at least the next 4 to 5 years. You have to look at the number of opiates that were prescribed over the past 15 to 20 years and the number of people that are addicted to that. And now that we are restricting the amount that doctors can write and trying to get that back under control, we still have a huge population that is already addicted, and we don't have the treatment beds available to treat those people. So they are turning to illicit drugs. The drugs are getting stronger. We see an influx of fentanyl coming in now, and those are deadly and can be deadly the first time they're used. So I think until we get all of those things in place, that number is going to continue to rise.
And I know we should make a point that some of that increase is because the state adopted new, more comprehensive, a newer definition in defining opioid deaths. But for those of you in the community of trying to fight this problem in our state, this must be just, what are the feelings you have as you see these numbers?
Well, the numbers are very disheartening, and I talk about that all the time, that I sometimes feel like I'm beating my head against the wall with trying to change what's going on in our state with addiction. But I do see so many good things that are coming out of it. I really do think that people are more educated now about what addiction is. We're starting to change the face of addiction, and we're really beginning to destigmatize it, which means that in the future, better treatment will be available. We're also looking at things like how is treatment done and realizing that we really haven't changed the way addiction has been treated for the last 50 to 75 years. And so now we're coming up with new medications that can treat opiate addiction, that can treat alcoholism. And as we come up with these new ways of treating people and understanding that this is a chronic illness, it's a disease, and we should be treating it like that, I believe that unfortunately a lot of people have had to die to get us there. But I think we're on the right road to coming up with a system of recovery and treatment that will really work.
And I know in 2017, Michigan made it easier for pharmacists to be able to distribute naloxone, Narcan, that can reverse an opioid overdose. And we've always heard all along, getting Narcan into the hands of friends and family to have it there makes a difference. Do you think we're seeing that begin to make a difference in Michigan?
I know we are. One of our local communities had 9 overdoses last month and only one death as a result of that. Without Narcan, all 9 of those could have been deaths. So it definitely is helping. We are in the process right now with Families Against Narcotics of doing Narcan training for families and friends, for police officers. We train business people. Overdoses can happen in the bathroom at your local business. And so schools, local businesses, and particularly families, and we don't think about senior citizens, but so many of them are prescribed narcotics for hip surgeries and pain-related issues, that if you are on an opiate medication, the risk for accidental overdose is huge. An elderly person who forgets they took their medication and takes a second pill could be at risk. It stops their heart. And so it's a precautionary thing. It doesn't always mean that the person is an addict even, but these drugs are safeguards against accidental overdose.
Judge Davis, how are we doing in physician education?
It is getting better. For the first time, we are starting to see a decline in the amount of opiates that are being written. I do a lot of education for doctors and Families Against Narcotics partners with a lot of hospitals to do that. And I will tell you that the physicians take a real hit for creating this epidemic, and they certainly bear a big responsibility on that. But I want to make it clear, that we don't think that was done intentionally, at least not by most doctors. Most doctors, once they realize what the problem is and what their prescribing tendencies have caused with their patients, are more than willing to decrease the amounts that they're writing. And in some instances, are not writing at all and just referred to a pain management clinic that is better able to deal with pain in an appropriate way. What our fear is, though, is that because of the new guidelines, that doctors will stop treating people that are already addicted to these drugs. And there is a lot of help out there to help them move to the next level of not just abandoning those patients, but actually offering them real viable help to get them into treatment.
This is a good time for us to note that Families Against Narcotics has 21 chapters around Michigan, correct? I checked the website.
We do.
And you can go to familiesagainstnarcotics.org, and you'll find all kinds of information about locations, meetings, and the many resources that Families Against Narcotics offers to people in Michigan. Judge Linda Davis is the president of Families Against Narcotics. Thank you so much, Judge Davis.
Thank you for having me.